I remember there was a part in the book when I was reading through, and I just had to stop and run to the computer and call up an image of the painting, The Last Supper.
That's right.
Mary Magdalene is in The Last Supper?
You know, that is one of the most convincing pieces of so-called proof that Dan Brown uses in the novel, and one that we come back to again and again because people ask if that is, in fact, a woman. Ginny and I did a seminar here at her house where she very carefully explained how that could not be a woman, and she had all kinds of historical proof and speaking as an artist and talking about the quality of the painting itself, the intentions of Da Vinci. And then at the same time, people were still saying, that looks like a woman. And so that visual is very powerful. Let me let Ginny talk to the actual details on that.
The Last Supper is a pretty interesting painting. Actually, John took me to Milan last summer so I could see it for real. And it's a huge painting, like 22 feet long and probably, I'd say 10 feet tall. You can pretty well see these characters, and the character that's to the right of Jesus doesn't look like a woman. It looks like an effeminate man. He doesn't have any breasts, and he looks very masculine as far as a type would be. If you look at his brother down the road, James, they were both sons of Zebedee, they look very much alike. And Philip is also in the picture, and he's young and has a soft face and no beard, and it just looks really, really effeminate. But that was the way Da Vinci did it. That was the way he painted. In fact, Susie brought over a picture the other day of John the Baptist, a painting that Da Vinci had done of John the Baptist. And oh my goodness, he looked really sweet. But as far as Mary Magdalene being in the painting, you know, if you count that person as being Mary Magdalene, then they've got an odd number of disciples there. One's missing. Which means that there were only 11 disciples that got invited to the dinner, and she took the place.
Mm.
And that doesn't make sense. For me, it was just very, very exciting to see the emotion that came from each of the faces that was there. I was particularly interested because I found some notes that were written by Da Vinci that said that he had taken 15 years to sketch The Last Supper. In one of the last sketches that he did, he labeled the disciples. He changed their position because he didn't like what he had done with Judas. He moved Judas to the other side of the table, but many of them stayed the same. They had the same faces, and John was actually labeled as John in that sketch.